We welcome you into the studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by Eagles cornerback Bradley Fletcher. Welcome to Philadelphia, sir.
Hey, it's an honor. It's an honor to be Eagle, man. Happy to be here.
I love the smile.
Yeah, feeling great.
Yeah, I guess you get a sense of all these teams calling interest, poking around interest. How do you make your decision?
You know, when you get an opportunity to play for a team like such as the Eagles in the division that they play in, I mean, who wouldn't want to be a part of the Eagles?
I like to hear that.
It's an honor and it's a privilege to be here and play.
All right, so let's talk about this. I contend that the NFL rules are ridiculous for cornerbacks. And I don't know if you guys have, like, cornerback conventions and all sit around and talk. All right? But listen, if you were a wide receiver, I would have, even if I was a no shot at all the way these rules are. So how do you counteract that, Bradley? How do you can't touch a guy more than 5 yards down the field. How over the course of your career has it kind of made you change your technique?
Yeah, you know, you have to accept the rules because the rules are put in place for a reason. So you play with the rules, and then as you're playing with those rules, you just got to find a way to still make the play. I mean, the ball's thrown in the air, you still expect it to make the play. So that's what you got to do as a secondary player, and that's what we're going to be trying to do here.
You strong mentally?
Yes, sir.
I guess you have to be playing that position, right?
Yeah, you got to have a short memory, but you got to be very confident as well.
You know, we've looked over, Eagles fans have looked over your career here, and it just didn't seem to fit because everything we read is that, you know, your the passer percentage against you was minimal. I mean, you had great success. All these analytics on your game were very, very convincing. And yet you're the fourth cornerback in St. Louis. So was it frustrating for you to feel like you were playing so well and not to get on the field as much as you wanted?
You know, in some situations, sometimes things go in a different direction. And, you know, I was just thrilled to be around during my time there, and I'm happy to be Eagle now.
Okay, very, very diplomatic. Let's put it this way then.
Yeah.
You feel like there's a lot of good football left in you, and given the opportunity, you're going to go out there and shine.
Oh, most definitely. I'm ready to come here and play with a group of brothers where we're going to be going hard and with a lot of effort to win ball games, and we're all excited about that and ready to go.
Bradley, what for those Eagles fans who aren't familiar with you, kind of describe what you bring to the field.
What I do is I always play with a lot of effort. I like to mix it up and go make tackles, and I compete when the ball's in the air. That's the kind of guy I'm going to be when I'm on the field.
You look around this division, there's Dez Bryant, there's Miles Austin, there's Hakeem Nicks, Victor Cruz, the Redskins throw the ball down the field. They've got that quarterback by the name of RG3.
Right.
It's going to be a great challenge for you, isn't it?
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's fun to play. Yeah. It's fun to rise up to the challenge.
Yeah.
To be the greatest, you've got to go out and beat the greatest, right?
Yeah. Got to go out and have fun, go and compete. That's what football is.
Hey, one thing that, Bradley, that you've accomplished and that I do not take lightly now that I've learned what it's all about is the winner of the Ed Block Courage Award. You won that in St. Louis in 2010 coming off the knee injury. And, I mean, I know that everybody's in the game to win the Super Bowl, and but to win that award voted upon by your teammates coming back from the knee injury had to be a great honor for you.
You know, it was a great honor, and it was a privilege to go over there to Baltimore and get with a bunch of other group of guys that's been doing the same thing for their teams. And then to go and go to the Courage House in Baltimore and get to see the children there. And, you know, they all sang a few songs in front of us. It was a really good experience and a really good setup.
But that's part of your whole deal. I mean, you've used this NFL platform to make a difference in the community, haven't
you? Yes, and when I come here to the Eagles, I plan on doing the same thing in Philadelphia.
Why is it so important for you?
I just feel like as a player, we should give back. And as a player, we should be able to spend time with less fortunates or just other children or just getting involved in the community, no matter what the situation is, just to give back.
I think that's
something that we should do.
Did somebody, when you were young in your life, provide that opportunity to you? Would you say there was somebody who was a mentor who kind of pointed you in the right direction?
I'll say my mother did everything she can to help me and my brothers and everything we wanted to do, and you know, just to be helpful towards the community here in Philadelphia. I'm looking forward to that.
That's great. Hey, Bradley Fletcher, welcome to Philadelphia, man. Great job.
Yes.
We'll see you soon, all right? Back April 1st?
Yeah, I'll be
in the weight room?
In the weight room, ready to go.
All right, let's pump some iron together. Bradley Fletcher in the studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
All right.